Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu, Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, Bhandarkar, page 169 in the old book, lesson 20. The last three sentences. Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to start, Tara?
Sure. Yamna sprishan ti enam. I'll look at my notes. Enam achintya tatvam duranta tamanam tamanam anta rupam manaha vajaha vritaya. Atma pajam saha eva pujyaha paramaha shivaha naha. Is that right? That's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So yam who, accusative singular, who or which, na, not, sprishanti, is touch.
Mm-hmm.
Do not
that's
touch.
Prishanti,
right? Yeah, and it's third person plural. Present is third person plural. And then we have anam, which is accusative singular for this.
Yeah.
The next little conglomeration, I'm not sure about. I know it's achintya, which is something like inconceivable.
But yeah, achintya tatvam, whose nature is inconceivable.
Okay, now is that a compound?
Yeah.
Okay, and the tatvam...
Just tatvam means, you know, truth, but it also tatvam.
Right. But achintya by itself is not... It's like
a potential participle.
So then
achintya,
okay,
not conceivable.
Okay.
But then it's not compounded with tatvam, right?
Yeah,
it is.
Because it's an adjective.
It's not declined.
A participle is declined, you know. So it just means that which cannot be conceived, that cannot even be thought of.
Okay, and so tatvam is for whom? Is that what you said?
No, it's tatvam means like the swarupa,
his own nature. Okay,
yeah.
I just didn't know.
His nature is whose tatva, whose reality is inconceivable.
Okay, and so this is a bahuvrihi, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, and it's just a karmadarya, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask, isn't tatvam, which is the tatva of being, wouldn't that just have a single, you know, this has a tat and then tvam, like that. It breaks up like tat and tvam, as opposed to tatvam would just have...
No, I think it's tatvam, the tvam of that, the ness of that, the tatvam, the ness, the tvam is the abstract.
Okay.
So the ness of something is the truth of it, the
so
being of it.
So break,
yeah,
as tat and tvam, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I thought it was something I didn't know.
Yeah, I was having trouble with that. Okay. And it's declined in the accusative singular as well. So it's the one whose nature is inconceivable.
Actually, sorry, I'm getting so confused over this, but if tat is a satate tat, it is declined. So how can achintya...
It's in the accusative singular.
No, but tat itself is... Isn't this tatvam the same as tatvam is see?
No.
No.
That's different. That's
saying,
tat-tvam is that and you. Tat-tvam is you
that's
are that.
Is
this is just the word tat-tvam.
It's its own word.
It's a word.
Tatva, from
tatva.
But isn't tatva without the double... This is where I go back then. Isn't tatva without the...
Oh, I know what you're saying. Let me just look at it.
That's what was getting me nuts, because I was thinking tat...
Because tatva is without the double two short toes, you know.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what
you
mean.
Yeah. Okay. So it doesn't make sense to me then.
Tatva double ta.
Okay.
A true or real state, the truth.
So it's a double short toe. So it's actually hold one whole toe, one short toe, and then go, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Tat-tva. Tat-tva. Think of it like this. The pronoun, tat, it means that.
Yeah.
That stands for anything. The tva of that. The ness of that.
Right. Okay.
So it means the truth. So it's true nature. you know, the reality of the true nature.
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. Sorry about that.
It's good.
All right, good. And then we have Durunta Tamanam. And Durunta is means infinite.
Or Durunta.
Durunta means...
It's kind of, yeah, it's a strange way of saying
infinite. Or difficult
infinite.
To be reached.
Yeah, the end cannot be reached.
The end.
Durunta.
Okay.
Durunta.
That doesn't mean like far, like
yeah.
that.
Okay. The end is far away. It's a way of saying infinite.
And Tamanam means...
Tamanam.
Tamanam.
Da.
Tamanam. Is luster or glory. So,
is that from Dhamman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dhamman.
That's right. It's from Dhamman. And so it's the one whose glory is endless, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that what form is that Dhamman? Is that a present participle?
Yeah.
It's
Dhamman.
It's masculine. It's
from
masculine
Dhamman,
accusative singular.
Oh,
yeah, it's a neuter noun, but it's declined in the
in the
masculine because it's going with the others.
It's a behuverhi.
It's a behuverhi, yeah, and it's a karmadarya behuverhi.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
And then the next one I think is exactly the same, and that's anta rupam.
Ananta rupam.
Oh, I left out a no. Sorry.
Again, ananta is like duranta.
Yeah.
No end, infinite.
Okay. Ananta, so boundless or endless, and rupam is nature or form.
Mm-hmm.
So the one whose nature is eternal or endless, boundless. Behuverhi, karmadarya, behuverhi. And then we have manaha, vachaha. So manaha is mind, and...
It's actually manas and then vachas,
right? Manas and vachas. And so this is the... What did I do here? It's either nominative or accusative singular, so it must be...
Remember, this is a compound, right?
Oh, it is.
Mano vacho vrityaha, where the is goes to O in compound.
Oh, no, I've totally
forgot
that.
You have to remember that, yeah.
Okay.
It's very common. Even the is ending, like before byam and bies goes to O.
Oh, okay.
Right? Even in the declension, it goes to O, but here within compound also...
I knew it had
consonant.
To be a compound.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't working for me, but I just...
It's because manas and vachas.
I didn't remember that rule. So that ending goes to O. So it's...
Like
it's,
Tejo Maya also?
Yeah.
Yes.
Same thing, Tejas.
Okay, so it's mano vacho vrittaya.
Vrittayaha.
Vrittayaha. Okay, and I don't know what vrittayaha means.
Well, vritti means like a behavior or an activity.
What's
like
the ya, though, on the end?
Vritti. Like hari, harihi,
oh,
hari,
yeah.
Hari yaha.
It's just for
nominative vritti. Plural.
Okay.
So the activities of the mind, whatever they're thinking or saying, that's the idea.
Mm.
Whatever activities of speech or mind, so whatever they're thinking or talking, in other.
Okay, and then this is this a behut? No. Activities of mind. I don't think it's...
I mean, we wouldn't translate it like that, but it's...
But it's not a behuverhi, is it?
Let's see.
I don't think so.
No, it isn't.
Okay. So it's just a shashti.
Mm, it's a shashti.
Activities of mind
and
speech
the loss
with
and
a dvandva.
A dvandva, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, you guys, but I don't get dhamman.
Dhamman, like Atma, like...
It's an unending.
Like Atman?
Uh-huh.
Atmanam.
Like Atman. Okay.
And it's the exact long anam is accusative singular.
Just accusative singular.
Yeah.
Like Rajan. Okay.
Yes,
Rajan.
Like Rajan.
Okay, okay.
That's
sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
That's right. And then we have Atma Pajam. Pajam. And that's in the genitive plural. And that's a compound. So, and Paj is that correct? It's from Baj, right?
It's from Baj. Baj and then becomes Baj. And in this form, it becomes Baj, and I'm not sure. You know, like Nya becomes Nyaha.
Mm-hmm.
Baj becomes Baj, and I don't know why.
Okay.
It's from Baj.
So it's sharing, participating, enjoying, having. I don't know what it means here. Enjoying
you know
oneself,
they say in the and what's his name says, Bhandarkar says it's the either a human being, one who has a self, but this guy says one who's controlled.
Yeah.
So it can be one who's conscious of the self, it can be that, one who partakes of the self, or it can just be a human being, you know, one who has a mind.
Is a bhaj related to bhajan, like to focus or to...
Yeah,
it is.
Okay. Yeah.
And so this is a bahuvabhi, right? The one.
Off the...
Yeah, otherwise it would be like the... Because they're talking about people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we should make a note. I'd have to look up how to get to the bhaj, and it's not there in the dictionary. I looked for it in both dictionaries. I know it comes from budge, but I don't remember how to get the bodge.
Okay, I did find it. I'm pretty sure I found bodge.
I didn't find bodge. You found bodge?
I think I did. Well, I wrote it down. I did have a question mark next to it, but I came up with sharing, participating in, liable to, having, enjoying, etc.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's what it means.
But I think I found it in the dictionary, or I found it in the back of this book.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I didn't find it. Maybe I looked at it wrong or something.
Maybe I just imagined.
That must be it.
I do come up with things sometimes. But that is the right definition. Let's see what it says here. Oh, yeah, I found it in Bhandarkar.
Oh, I just missed it then.
Okay, so in Bhandarkar on page 267, he has bhaj as tenth conjugation.
No, but now I found it as the noun here. I must have made some kind of mistake anyway.
But I didn't find it in here because it's not the same definition I wrote down.
So. Here with bhaj as an adjective, occupying, inhabiting, frequenting, dwelling or living in, going to, resorting to, sharing or participating, entitled to, possessing. If it's possessing, then that's common. Or atma bhaj would mean... Where the atma there means the mind. It means they're in control of their mind.
I did find it in here.
Okay.
It's listed as an adjective, usually at the end of a compound. Sharing or participating in, liable to, etc., etc.
Hmm.
Having, enjoying, possessing, obtaining, feeling, experiencing, being sensible of, devoting oneself to, inhabiting, dwelling.
So now it's those who are devoting themselves to.
Okay. The ones who devote themselves to consciousness or whatever. Okay. So it is...
You could just say who have a controlled mind.
Who have a controlled mind.
Who are sadhus, you know, or mokshis, that type.
So then this is a bahuvrihi that is a karmadarya. Of themselves or of oneself. So maybe it's a shashti?
It's a shashti.
Okay.
Internally.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Internally. Okay. Then saha, he, nominative singular, eva, pujaha, deserving of worship or worshipping, nominative singular, paramaha, supreme, nominative singular, shivaha, shiva, nominative singular. And then naha, is that from Asman?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's like...
I think it's the Shashti.
Okay, for us.
Yes, but you know, there's also the Shashti can be used in the sense of the Tritiya. Sometimes with a...
bias?
Potential participle.
Okay, because it made more sense.
With the transitive verbs also.
Yeah.
Okay. And it gives a sense of the present. Like in a past passive participle with an intransitive, when you use the Shashti... As opposed to the tritiya, it still has the sense of the tritiya, but it's in the more of the present tense. Remember, the past passive participle can also be used in the present.
Yeah,
is such and such instead of was. So you can use sometimes
when
it has tritiya. But you could also that Shiva is most worshipable, the supreme. Is infinite and most worshipable to us.
Yep.
That also has the Shashti sense.
So
you see that? If you say that Shiva, who is Paramaha,
mm-hmm.
the supreme, infinite, and Pujaha, the most worshipable, worshipful to us in the Shashti, he alone is.
Mm-hmm.
For us is in the genitive too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. So, what's the sentence say?
I don't know. The sentence says, so the subject of the sentence is really...
There's two sentences because of the yin and saha, two clauses.
The first part is there anything in the nominative in that first part?
Mm-hmm. Second line. Mano vacho vrityaha.
But that's the second part of the sentence.
No, because the second part is the saha eva pujaha paramaha shivonaha.
Oh, okay.
The first part is the yam. What goes with the yam is the whole first part before saha.
Okay.
That's when, you know, in these sentences, they don't care about the first and second lines. That's only marking the pada for the verse.
So you have to, like, oh, I get it.
You have to look at it as one entity.
Okay. Yeah. So that's where I was messing up, is where to break it up. Okay, so the subject here is the activities of the mind and speech. That's in the nominative plural. Yes, that is the only thing in the nominative.
Mm-hmm.
So for the one... Okay, activities. The activities of mind and speech do not touch the one whose nature is inconceivable or boundless, and the one whose glory is endless, and the one whose form is eternal.
Mm-hmm.
The activities of mind and speech do not touch that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
the mind and speech of the Atma box.
Okay. Then I'm not sure what to do with the last behuvarhi, which is the Atma. Oh, that's what you're saying, for the Atma Bhash. Okay. The mind and speech for the Atma Bhash. For the ones who are the Atma Bhash, for those, the activities of the mind and speech do not touch them.
Or you go like this. You've got the saha and the yam. So
okay.
The basic sentence is, the one who, blah, 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 that one is the infinite Shiva, who is worshipful to us, whom the mind and speech of those who have controlled mind.
Of the Atma Bhaja.
Of the Atma box. The ka goes to ja.
Okay.
And when you end it, the Atma box. Whom the mind and speech does not touch. You know?
Yeah.
Who is achintya rupam, duranta dhammanam, anantarupam, these are the things. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
The problem with this, we're a little weirdness in the sentence, is that anam.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
It's
just there for filler.
Out.
Okay.
It's a filler. Or if you want to say whom the mind and speech does of these people doesn't touch.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That one is Shiva. That one alone is Shiva to us. Who is the infinite Shiva?
So you could use the anum in that way?
No, I'm not using it really. It's just like whom the mind and speech does not touch. That one is achintya tattvam, duranta dhammanam. All those things go with the yam. Him, you could say, him, achintya rupam, duranta dhammanam, ananta rupam. There's not a real good translation for that in English. It's an extra word. But all of them are going with the yam in the accusative singular, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even the anam.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
They don't touch him who is, all these things. He alone is Pujaha Paramaha Shivaha Naha. Do we have it?
Yeah.
Do you have it, Kiki?
Yeah.
You want to read it for us?
Yam Nas Prashanti.
Yam Nas Prashanti.
Enam. Achintya Tattvam.
Achintya Tattvam.
Duranta Dhammanam.
Duranta dhammanam,
Anantarupam.
Anantarupam.
Manovacho vrittaya.
Manovacho vrittaya.
Atma bhajam.
Atma bhajam.
Saha eva pujyah paramaha shivo naha.
Saha eva pujyah paramaha shivo naha. Okay, good.
Okay. I am Nijaha Paroveti Garana Garana Laku Chetasam Udara Charita Nam Tu Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam.
Kutumbakam.
I am this nominative singular pronoun. Nijaha is mine, and I don't know Nij from Nij, so it's just nominative. Is that just
yeah, Nija.
It's
Nija.
Yeah. From Nija. And then Paro is from Para. Paraha is again, I guess, nominative singular from another. Veti. Veti, I could not figure out what Veti is.
I think it's a compound. No, oh, no, it's
a verb.
No?
No?
Oh, my God, this is so okay, funny. Wait.
Is it Va-Iti? I've played around with that.
Oh my God, so stupid.
Oh, okay, so I thought it was either
so
V or Va-Iti.
Va-Iti.
Va-Iti, of course, and the A goes to A.
Because we've had that in our Saturday class.
Yeah,
right?
And it comes quite a bit, actually.
Like, yeah, I think it's
like
Chaiti,
yeah. Va-Iti. Veti, va-iti, veti, cha, cha, iti, veti, veti.
Isn't there some line where we said veti, veti?
But veti with a double ta is no, he knows. If you have veti, double ta, that's he knows.
That's
he knows.
Veti,
but veti is va-iti.
And va means or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Va, a, and even go to I, not a, right?
No.
No, it goes to A.
And you're right in terms of what forms a guna and vriddhi. But in sandhi, then you have ar, a plus e or e goes to A.
Mm-hmm.
Then ar, a plus a or I
goes to
I.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So e or e, any form of e always goes to just the short A.
That's right.
Mm. And what does iti mean here?
This.
That.
Thus.
Thus puts it in quotes, but sometimes you can translate it as that in indirect language.
That's so stupid. Okay. I am Nijaha Paroveti. So, Ganana is from Gana, which is like a count of something. So, Ganana, is that an instrumental form, I guess?
Ganana. Ganana just means, it has its own meaning. Let me just
I couldn't find it.
Not from
it's
Ganana.
Sorry, it's not Ganana, it's Guna.
I thought it's from Ganana, like a count or a number or something.
Counting or taking into account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't find a Ganana.
So Ganana is instrumental singular then?
Ganana means counting, but let me tell you this.
Oh, it's a verb.
If it's Ganana, then it's
Ganana.
Gananaha, right?
No.
Oh.
It's a verb.
Just a minute.
It's a verb?
No.
Ganana. Okay. Neuter or feminine. Reckoning, counting, calculation. Feminine, the being enumerated among. F, feminine. Considering or supposing. So considering is pretty good here. And take ganana as feminine, right?
So it's at the substantive is actually ganana with a na?
Yeah.
But
it can be feminine, and with a feminine, it means regarding. Regarding is good, considering is good.
Okay, so then it is instrumental singular.
No, it's just nominative because it's
Ganana.
It's a feminine. Ah,
Ganana.
Ah. Yeah.
Nominative singular.
For feminine ah ending.
God.
You know.
Man, I have to go back to book one.
No, you don't. It's just one of those days, Kiki. I can't read today and my eyes, like I'm dyslexic. It's just a weird day. So, you know it. It's just one of those days.
And I'm just sitting here.
Don't get discouraged. No need.
We just need you here. We need
you
body.
Know it.
Ganana, like what?
Rama?
Like,
no.
Like Gamana? Gam means to go, Gamana means going.
Right.
And then.
It's just a long A ending.
Gun can mean to count, Ganana. And you make it feminine, Ganana. Ganana means nominative singular.
Okay.
Like Sita.
Like Kanya.
Yeah,
like
Kanya. No, I know all endings are, but I was trying to think of a substantive feminine no ending.
It's not.
It's right. Not, no, it's not.
It's a ending.
It's gonna na.
No, gonna na is the declined form. Of
no, it's the substantive also.
Yeah.
For the feminine.
Like Sita.
Oh,
Kanya.
So it's gonna
yeah.
na with a long
that's
a.
Right.
I thought the substantive is gonna na.
Gonna na can be,
me.
That's in neuter.
Sorry.
Gonna na is feminine.
I am sorry.
Yeah,
it's
I
okay.
Apologize.
See, I knew you knew it.
Lagu Chetasam is a compound. Lagu is small. Chetasam is from Chetas, which is mind, it's neuter. And so, Chetasam, I'm going to get confusing. Is this genitive then?
Yes.
Genitive plural. So, Lagu Chetasam is, I think this is a Bahuvrihi,
mm-hmm.
and is of the small-minded people. And then Udar Charita Nam is, again, a compound, but implying the opposite of Lagu Chetasam. Udar Charitam is
Udar.
Sorry?
You're doing Hindi. Udara.
Oh, Udara. Udara means generous or charitable.
Mm-hmm.
Charita Nam is genitive plural from Charit. From, I guess I didn't look it up. Maybe from Charita.
Mm-hmm. Whose behavior conduct?
Charita. Right. Okay, and then tu is but. Vasudhaiva is the Lord, and what form is that? Vasudhaiva.
You know,
oh, Vasudhaivaha, maybe. Is it?
Vasudha. Vasudha
yes,
means like a kingdom or the earth.
The earth.
Or it means or the like the world or. Or a kingdom or a country is Vasudha.
Oh, Vasudha
Eva.
Eva. And that this is the A and the A that goes to I.
Yes.
Right, right, right. Okay. So, Vasudha is of the earth.
No, Vasudha can mean the earth in the sense of the world or a country or an empire.
It's just a feminine noun.
Yeah.
So it's just
Vasudha. Yes,
nominative
singular. Yeah, you got it.
Vasudha Eva. Kutumbakam is from Kutumbaka, which is a family or...
Mm-hmm.
And then Kutumbakam is just accusative singular. So this...
It's not accusative, there's no verb.
It's neuter, so it could be now. It could be nominative. It's a neuter noun.
Oh, it's
nominative. So it's nominative.
Okay. So, I am Nijaha Paroveti. So the Gonanala Kuchetasam. So in the first part, it's talking about for the low-minded people, the low-minded counting. Okay. So counting this is mine or theirs is for the low-minded people. But the charitable-minded, but for the charitable-minded people, the entire country is their family.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the sense.
Nijaha and paraha, you know how you use swa? So nijaha is another can be a reflexive noun, so...
One's own.
Yeah. This is mine, or this is...
This is one's.
I get
this
it
is another's.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? The considering that this is mine and this is an other, belongs to another. This type of consideration, ganana, is
oh, right.
For
I was translating that as counting, considering. Yeah.
It's for the small-minded people.
Right.
For those who are big-hearted people, the whole country is their family, or the whole empire, the whole
right.
world.
So this is, the verb is just is implied, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The verb is asti, right?
Asti.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good. Good, that's good. Let's read it.
I am Nijaha Paroveti.
I am Nijaha Paroveti.
Ganana Lagu Chetasam.
Ganana Lagu Chetasam.
Udara Charita Naam Tu.
Udara Charita Naam Tu.
Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam.
Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam.
Nice.
Dhamstra, did I say that right? Yeah. Dhamstra Pangam, Pangam, Mriga, Mriganam, Adipataye, no, Adipataya, Eva, Vyaktamana, Avalepaha. Na Anya Pangam Sahante Nrivara Nripatayaha Twa Drishaha Sarva Pamaha. Properly. Dhamstra is jaw or fang, and pangam is breaking or shattering. And this is declined in the nominative singular because that's a neuter. Is that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a neuter noun. And it's a shashti tatpurusha. So it's basically shattered, broken fangs, or... I mean, the way it's translated is pulling them out, it sounds like, in the
translation. That's how we translate it, but, you know, bunga means to break or to shatter, to crush.
To crush the shattered, the broken fangs.
So shattering of the fang.
Okay. The shattering of the fang. And mriganam is genitive plural for animals, or deer. I don't know what... Adipataya is it rule over, or
you know, like Harihara, Harihi, Harihayaha. This is Adipati.
I was having problems with these e endings. So.
Yeah, you have to look at Hari again.
Yeah,
this is the nominative plural.
Okay. All right. And what does it mean again?
King.
Okay,
kings.
That's right.
Adipati.
Mm-hmm. Adipati. Okay, and Eva, which is light. Bless you.
Thank you.
Vyaktamana.
Avalepa.
Avalepa. Vyaktamana avalepaha. Avalepaha.
Yeah.
So, I think this is a compound, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know why I didn't. Okay, and Vyaktamana means manifest?
Vyakta means manifest. You know, mana means egoistic pride, usually.
Oh.
Mana means arrogance.
This made me think of present participle again.
I know. It's a trick.
Yeah,
mana means...
Yeah.
No, mana means like pride or arrogance.
Pride, okay.
Mm-hmm. I say mana.
Okay, arrogance and pride.
And avalepa also has that kind of sense, but that can mean haughty. So this can be really derogatory, or it can be less derogatory, meaning like a person who has a lot of pride, mana, and avalepa, like self-respect, that type of thing, or vice versa. Or it can be in the negative, where he's very egoistic.
False pride or something.
False pride.
So what is it here, do you think?
I don't know.
Okay. And is this a bahuvrahi for the one who has?
Yes.
That's pride? Okay.
It's a bahuvrahi.
Bahuvrahi, and...
So this is a nominative plural here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it would be, internally, it would be just a karmadarya?
Well, you've got the mana and avalepa is a dvandva, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
And then that
so
becomes
like
karmadarya with vyakta.
Oh, we have three elements here. I get
it.
Okay. I got it. So we got a dvandva between these two, and then a karmadarya between these two. Sorry. All right, and then we have, I think we have na and agnya.
Agnya.
Agnya, sorry, agnya and bungam again. So Agnya is order or command, mm-hmm. and so the breaking of a command, right. not the breaking of a command. And Sahante is from Sa.
Remember, the na is always going to go to the verb.
Right, so it's going to go na Sahante. Mm. So Sa means to bear, endure, suffer, tolerate, or allow. It's mm-hmm. the present third person plural, Agnya. So they do not endure, or they do not bear, they do not tolerate the breaking of a command.
Good.
And then we have Nrivara, and is that just like the best of men, the best men?
Is that best of men.
Best of men.
Yeah.
And then what is happening with Vara? It's not declined or anything. I mean, is that just like a superlative? And it's
Boka.
Oh, it's in the Hokuto. Oh, God.
Oh, best of men. Oh, Nrivara.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, best of men. And so it's just a Shashti Tatpurusha mm-hmm. there. And then we have Nripatayaha. Mm-hmm. And that's king, right?
All right.
Okay.
Kings.
Kings in the
nominative
plural.
Same
again, is that Pati? Yeah. I just had a total blank in my mind over those.
Yeah. Hari's left you.
And then we have Twa Drishaha. So Twa is you, right?
Twa, yeah.
You.
When you have these Drisha endings,
yeah.
like Twa, there's just like you. So you, such as just like you, those who are like you.
Oh, it's not your gaze.
It could be Tadrisha also, like him.
Is this from that chapter? Is that from our chapter? Mm-hmm. We had, that's right. I knew there was something about that Drish, and I
Yeah, this is
it.
Really common.
Like you. Well,
yeah, such as you are, or like you.
Like you. I gotta review
Kings, such things,
well,
kings like you.
Your gaze or something. It's not gaze at all.
I knew it was familiar, and I just couldn't find it in that chapter. And that was the chapter when we had the superlatives and comparatives.
Twadrisha, Tadrisha, Idrisha, all of these, this Drisha affix.
Okay. Yeah. I kind of vaguely remember that. Okay, and then we have Sarva Paumaha, which is nominative plural for universal or relating to the whole earth.
And that's in
the nominative plural.
And he's throwing this in here. It's interesting. And these are real sentences, so it's not like he's throwing it in. But this is an example of a tadita. And a tadita is going to really contain if there's the bahuvrahi sense. So it's not going to be a bahuvrahi because the tadita can have within it, when you see these vriddhi letters, it's a tadita. It would be like by whom... or of whom, or belonging to whom, like a patronymic. That's contained within the noun, within the compound.
And that's because we have that bow there?
But when you see those, it's going to be... When you see those riddhis, it's often a tadita. We haven't got to that yet. We'll be getting to it at the very end, I think.
Bow from who, you mean?
That's
yeah. So it's as though the bahuvrahi sense is actually contained...
Within the mouth.
Within the meaning of the tadita.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
Okay. And so you could also see for this sarva baumi, if you take it back to the simple vowels, it would be sarva bhumi, which means all lands.
All the entire earth.
Yeah. So the one who has all lands means has all the entire empire, not just one land. Yes, all lands are his.
Yeah.
And that's contained within the tadita.
Okay. All right, so the sentence is let's see. For the one who, well, I'm not sure what to do with this pride bahuvrahi. Is it negative here? Because it seems like that's going to go with...
You can take it either way, just self-respect
the ones
and
who
pride.
Have self, for the ones who have self-respect.
You want to take that, why don't you start with the oh best of men, kings.
Okay, oh best of men. the kings like you, who, the ones who relate to the entire earth.
Or who are emperors.
Who are emperors of the entire earth.
Emperor means, you know, they have empires.
Right, okay. Oh, best of men. Kings like you who have empires.
Who are emperors.
Who are emperors.
That's fine what you said. Well, and then go...
Okay, who are emperors. You do not... That you do not endure, or you do not tolerate the breaking of a command. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you could have picked up this nominative plural after you've said this.
Oh, for you who have self-respect.
Yeah, and you know what the Bahu'ahi, sometimes you could pick up that have self-respect. That's what makes it a Bahu'ahi. That word have is the same as for whom, right?
Mm.
So you could say like, For whom their self-respect is manifest, is out there by their very nature of their position.
Okay. Mm.
Their self-respect and pride is...
Okay. They do not endure the breaking of a command.
Mm-hmm.
Like for the kings of animals.
It's like the kings of the jungle, lions.
The kings of the jungle who do not endure... They don't endure the shattering of the fang.
It's not that that doesn't bother them.
Oh.
They don't tolerate it.
Oh, they don't tolerate a breaking of
the command. They won't tolerate, the kings won't tolerate the breaking of a command.
Okay.
And...
Neither will the king of
the animals.
Of the
will
animals
tolerate the...
The breaking of a fang. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I better write this down before I forget.
They won't put up with it.
So this, whether it's positive or negative implication, is entirely by context then, depending on where it's coming from.
Yeah.
How is Drisha like you? Isn't Drisha a gaze or a...
You're thinking of Drish, comes from the root Drish, to see.
Mm.
But... How that works in compound, I don't know.
It's like this. It's from that chapter we had. I think,
oh yeah,
this.
I know. But what about using?
I think it says something.
Drisha or Indrisha.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it says how it's used.
Why Drish is used?
Mm-hmm.
I think it just gives an example.
Oh, maybe
example
it does.
But
you told us about it then, because somehow that's in a memory I have.
Oh yeah, it's in here. It's in here. It's one of the numbers in here.
Oh,
but I didn't go into the etymology of it. That's all.
Okay.
Why? Maybe if you look it up in the dictionary, it'll show up after you. Before we do that, let's finish this up and
read done, right?
Yeah, but don't you have to read it?
Oh yes.
Dhanshtra bhangam
mriganam
adhipatayah
vyaktamana avalepaha na agya bhangam.
It's nya, right?
Yeah.
Na agnya bhangam.
You know, it's so odd to me. Agya is such a common Hindi word that I can't even.
But they spell it differently, right?
Agnya.
No,
no, it's exactly the same spelling.
Oh, but that's how you pronounce it. Tell me how you pronounce
agya.
It. Yeah.
Aapki agya chahiye. You know, I need your command. So it is so common.
But here it's agnya because of the na.
Okay. Sahante. Nrivara,
great.
Good.
Alright. Let's finish this.
Right.
Let's take a look at a few more minutes. But let's take a look and see the causals on 21. Let's go over and see what we're going to do next week for sentences.
What does causal even mean?
I cause you to do something.
But what is it, a verb, a noun?
It's a noun. It's a verb, I mean. Yes, but I make you sweep the floor. I don't sweep the floor. Yeah. I make you sweep the floor.
So in that sentence, I make you sweep the floor. Make you sweep is the causal.
Is the causal. Mm-hmm. How many sentences do you want to do here? They look so short.
Let's see. Should we just do those first five? Or the first six?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We could do them.
Let's do the first six.
Alright.
I don't think so. They look pretty...
They're kind of short.
Yeah. Oh my god. Aya. So that's going to be completely confusing with both potential and with...
Not potential, but with tenth gana.
With tenth gana, yeah.
Sometimes
why not potential? Isn't potential also...
Yeah. It's not Aya.
Pujya.
It's just the yeah, don't add the yeah. That's the tricky thing about this.
Pujya,
so yeah. It can be confused with a tenth. That's why it's important to know.
I see.
Yeah. So what we should be doing also is reading...
Goldman too, huh?
We should read Goldman and the causal. You know, it's only 11 o'clock. Do you want to read through this?
Yeah.
Let's read through it.
Shall I read?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can take turns.
The causal of a root is formed by the addition of aya, and making the same vowel changes as before the aya of the tenth conjugation. Making the same vowel changes as before the aya of the tenth conjugation. Karoti, he makes. Karayati, he causes to make. So the changes before the aya of the tenth conjugation are the aya, just the aya is.
Yes, but remember in the tenth gana, ending vowel takes vriddhi.
Mm-hmm.
And so here you've got kri. So kri takes vriddhi and becomes kar. So karayati.
Ending vowel takes vriddhi, right. And so kri will go to kara.
So, kri goes to kar.
Right, and then by vritti.
Mm-hmm.
And then kara plus aya plus ti. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You read number two also.
Okay. The causal form takes either pada, meaning atmane or.
That's right. Atmane or parasmaitana.
Okay.
Tara.
Okay. Three roots ending in except kum, and vam.
Chum.
And the roots jun, jr, fourth conjugation, tal, val, is that trap?
Mm-hmm.
Van, and jual. And several others, not very important, do not change their vowel to its vritti. Of course, vam, nam, van, and jul change their optionally when not preceded by a preposition. As janayati, valayati, namayati, na mayati, is that anna? Una mayati.
Una mayati.
Una mayati.
So of these one, num.
They change their optionally. Because optionally, the O goes to A.
I see. Okay, so that's all it's really saying.
Do you know what
it's saying? It may or may not go to A, it's saying.
When not preceded by a preposition.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're saying that, so Vam can go to Vamayati or Vamayati?
Yes. That's what they're saying. And when they say a preposition, they mean a prefix to the verb?
Yes.
Okay, so if there's a prefix
then
to the verb,
it just
stays as A.
Right.
Okay.
Alright,
okay. Do you want me to read four?
Yeah.
For roots ending in A and the roots, is that hri?
Mm-hmm.
Hri and r, add on the augment pa?
Yeah.
Before aya.
This is important too, because this comes a lot. You have to know this rule.
Okay. As da payati. Is that Re?
Mm-hmm. Re takes spoon.
Okay. Re Payati. And then Ar Payati.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. That's
it takes
strange.
Spoon. Why doesn't it take Vritti?
That's a good question. I think that it's probably because the pa insert.
But the pa insert. That.
Because remember the 10th gunner rules? I'm just guessing that's what it is. The 10th gunner rules. Middle vowel, penultimate vowel takes guna except for a, which takes vriddhi, even though there's many exceptions in the 10th guna. Ending vowel takes vriddhi.
Yeah.
Okay, so here with the insert of the pa, it's acting like it's a penultimate.
Mm. I see, so it takes.
I don't know, but there's probably a sutra for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So five. That's important, little star by the four.
Yep.
Pa. Okay.
Five roots ending in A, I, or O substitute A for their vowels, as Te goes to Ta, Da Payati, Do goes to Da, Da Payati. Yeah. C14, page 94.
Let's look at that, because I do remember this. This is another important sandhi that comes up in other places also. Page 94.
The final A, I, and O of roots is replaced by A before all terminations, whatever, except those of the conjugational tenses and the present participle.
So here we are.
And then you get glai, third person, juglau, juglutuhu, and jugluhu, second person.
I don't get what that. We don't have to pay attention to that part because
after it changes to ah, then it declines like this.
Okay,
but that's for the.
That was for the perfect.
Perfect.
What they're doing. Okay.
But the important thing is to see that.
A, I, and O.
Before all terminations except the conjugational tenses and the present participles, and here we've got the causal.
I see. So it's just saying causal falls within that.
Exactly. Okay. Causal falls within that. Another important one.
Okay.
Okay, Kiki, you want to do the next two?
Okay. Six. Kshai shortens its ah. Where's the ah in shai?
When it goes from shai to sha, right?
Oh, kshai shortens its ah necessarily. So the kshai will go to. Will take A by 5, right?
Aya.
Aya, right. Mm-hmm. Shortens as A necessarily. Glai and Na.
Sna.
Sna.
Sna. Optionally, when not preceded by a preposition.
Mm.
As, so Kshapayati, so from Kshai we will go to Ksha, which will shorten to Ksha, and then we insert a Pa by.
Just read four. That. No, we meant four by three.
By three. It doesn't mention ksha in there. That means.
Oh, I wasn't thinking properly. You're right. Never mind. If you didn't hear my making a mistake, just go on. It's referring back to the rule five, right?
Oh, the rule four. Augment pa. But it
doesn't, 4 and 5 which you're referring back to.
Yeah.
Although it doesn't give the example of kshai in
four. No, but five does.
Yes. The five,
so,
yeah.
Kshapayati.
Kshai becomes ksha, which becomes ksha.
Right. So kshapayati and then glapayati or glapayati.
Right.
And then praglapayati. Okay. And 7 says, Ruhu substitutes pa for ha optionally. So that means it will become ru as. Okay. And then Rup will take vriddhi, no, guna.
Guna. Middle vowel, penultimate.
Penultimate vowel will take guna, so it'll go to Rupayati, Rohayati. Mm. Oh, because it's optional. And then Han. And then this is a different thing altogether. Han becomes Ghat. I don't know why they've put those together.
I'm sorry, what does it say there? Mine's messed up. Does it say Ghat?
Yeah, Ghat. Han becomes Ghat.
Remember, Han has lots of problems.
Well, it's you know,
kind it's a of weird one.
Yeah.
It's weird. It takes a ga. And sometimes the ga and the na collapse. For,
yeah.
And then, okay. So cut. Okay. So ropayati, rohayati, and han becomes cut.
Yeah.
So that would be gatit. Does it say got in your book?
Yeah, it says got. It says long ah.
I just have a blank, you know, I see. I mean, in my book, not in my mind.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Okay. All right. Good.
Is it my turn now?
Yeah.
Eight. Rub and lub, insert a nasal before the final. As ram payati, lum payati.
Oh, I see.
So ram payati will mean cause to roam around or something.
Mm, whatever rub means whatever. To begin.
Oh, okay. Begin.
Cause to begin.
Like arumb.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And lub means to attain. So
okay,
lum
cause to attain.
Yeah.
And then nine, sho, I can't read that second one.
Cho.
Cho, so, and what's that third
one?
Hui.
Hui. And is that tie?
Vie.
Vie, and ve, and pa, to drink. Add ye, kara, instead of pa.
Oh, I see, because you have to go up to four and five there.
Mm-hmm.
For the inserting of the pa.
Right, before the ayah. Mm-hmm. And pa, to protect, adds lula, la.
Like palliati, that's another one, important one.
Pa.
Which one?
Palliati.
Okay.
From pa to protect.
Palliati.
Mm-hmm. Oh, palna. In Hindi, it's to when you nurture a child, when you grow, you grow your child's pa.
You protect, yeah.
As shayayati, sayayati, etc. The roots G, Ri, and what's that third one? Is that huh?
E.
Where are you, G?
Oh, it's E.
E, yeah.
With a D, substitute ah for their vowels as Ja Payati, Ra Payati, and Adya Yayati.
But I don't, do you get the Ja Payati? Where is the Adi there? Oh, just E with Adi. The E with
yes.
Adi, but
yeah.
Not. G and Kri with Adi, okay.
E with Adi, so Adi.
Yeah, I thought they meant all three of them with Adi. Should I read the next one?
Mm-hmm.
The ending A of Aya is dropped when followed by the augment E. The ending A of Aya is dropped, so it'll just be I, okay. Aya itself is dropped, the vowel changes being retained. Aya itself is dropped, the vowel changes being retained. Before, oh, I can't follow this.
A.
Before the past participle termination. B, such as begin with ya. And C, those of verbal derivatives which begin with a vowel. As vid, to know. Vidita, known. As vid to know. You have lost this already. Do you follow this time?
No, I don't.
The ending A of Aya is dropped when followed by the augment E. Okay, so let's look at the example for...
Oh, I'll tell you one thing, is that the causal can then be declined as a present participle or a past participle, and sometimes it'll be a sate root. So say if you said... It was a past passive participle, the causal would be like palayita.
So you can say something like, it is the PPP of a causal?
Yeah. It's the past participle of a causal or the present participle of a causal. And if you remember, the past participles take it. Some are sate, some are vate.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So here, the aya would become ayi. It wouldn't be aya plus e and become aye, it'd be ayi. So palayita, something like that.
Okay.
The ending of aya is dropped when followed by the augment e. So I'm just telling you one instance where whenever a root is sate, it can take that augment e.
Mm-hmm.
And then instead of aya, which is the normal causal ending, it would be aye.
Oh, okay.
You see?
So we can say the PPP of a causal.
Like here,
we
the past participle
that?
Termination. Say A, the past participle termination.
Yeah,
such as begin with ya, and those of verbal derivatives which begin with a vowel. Like vid, vidita, vedita. Vidita is just known. Vedita is causal.
So vidita is a PPP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so vid, so they're taking the example of vid, the root vid, and then they're saying PPP is vidita, known, because it's a sate root, so it takes the E augment, becomes vidita. And then Vedita is made known. So Vedita is the PPP of the causal, or the causal of the PPP, whatever it is.
Vedita is the causal of in the PPP.
So do you say the PPP of a causal or causal of a PPP?
It's the participle of the causal. Causal being used as what is the word for that? I know what you're saying.
But this looks like the causal of the PPP.
The causal,
right?
Of the PPP, yeah, because you start with the
PPP,
is
Vedita,
right?
Oh, I see.
And
that's
then
what
we
said,
make
yeah.
it into Vedita because we... Okay, so how does Vedita...
The past participle termination, such as begin with yadeva, and those are verbal derivatives which would begin with a vowel. So it's vid, the past participle is vidita. If you want to make it a causal past participle, it's vidita.
Okay.
How does it become vidita from vidita? By
it takes guna.
Okay.
Which are the rules for the tenth.
So you start with the PPP.
So that's just a simple making vidita to vidita.
Yeah, you're just taking the PPP and you're applying to the tenth guna rule to it, which is it takes guna.
But
Guna.
Then where the heck is the year?
We have to. You have to keep reading.
You have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Made known. All right. Samhritya is primary. It says.
This is such as begin with ya samhritya.
Samhritya, samharya causal. So samhritya is primary.
From samhri, it's an indeclinable past participle.
Oh, yeah.
What do they mean when they say PRIM?
I don't know.
Okay. Samharya is causal. The aya with its last a dropped is retained after a root having a short penultimate before the year of the indeclinable past participle, as in Pranamaya. Okay,
got lost on that one. The aya with its last dropped is retained after a root having a short penultimate before the indeclinable past participle.
So the example root here is
pranamaya.
So the root must be pranama.
Samhritya becomes samharya. The aya with its last
prim means primitive.
Samhritya.
Like in 11, they use primitive. 10th conjugation, same as primitive.
Oh,
primitive means.
It's just the regular form for the PPP, for the indeclinable past participle. It takes that tekara there because of the short ra. Right? It's got an upasarga, sam. Then it has hr.
Right.
So it's going to take ya, but if it ends in a short vowel, if the verb ends in a short vowel, it'll take that augment ta. So samhritya means... You know, having whatever some
for. So that's the IPP, right?
That's just a regular indeclinable past
indeclinable
participle.
Past
but then samharya
is
the causal of the same indeclinable past participle.
So
you can have causal of PPP or you can have a causal of IPP.
That's right.
That's right. You can have a causal of just about anything. Because,
I see.
Yeah.
I see. So you can make a causal not just from the primitive root, but you can make a causal from other verbal forms.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah. This one, you know, I think we should actually, I would suggest for number 10, going to
Goldman,
and then coming back and reading it, because it doesn't quite make sense. Let's see if we can quickly read through 11 and 12, and then I have to stop.
All right, 11. The causal forms of roots of the 10th conjugation are the same as the primitive, so they're exactly the same. There's no change.
Yeah.
12. When the causal forms of intransitive roots, of transitive ones, having a literary work for their object, and as such as imply motion, knowledge or information, and eating, and of drish, are used... The agent of the verb in its primitive sense is put in the accusative case.
Oh.
This rule is not applicable to ni and va. It is optional in the case of hr and kr. In the other cases, the primitive agent is in the instrumental case.
Oh,
we better look this one up in Goldman, too.
You know, I can explain that one, but not this week.
Okay,
it's 11:15 already.
Yeah. So what we should do is... Let's do those sentences.
Mm-hmm.
and read Goldman. Yeah. Try to make sense of the ones we didn't understand.
Okay.
Om Purnamidah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.